From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Stock prices have tumbled sharply today after yesterday's rally. Mark Vittner, senior economist with Wells Fargo, points to new concerns about the durability of the recovery, in part because of today's report that consumer spending fell last month by the largest amount since last December.
I think that there was a huge sense of relief yesterday when we got the GDP number that the economy seems to be recovering. But today, I think people looked at a lot of analysis on the GDP numbers and said, wow, a lot of the growth was due to some temporary stimulus. How lasting is this?
The White House is arguing today that the stimulus is working. Vice President Joe Biden says figures being released today show that loans and grants from the plan have created or saved more than 640,000 jobs so far this year. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The job estimate comes from adding up all the workers that local governments, private contractors, and others say they've been able to employ as a direct result of receiving stimulus dollars. That hasn't been enough to offset job cuts elsewhere in the economy or to keep the unemployment rate from climbing near 10%. But Vice President Biden says the stimulus is showing real results.
We're no longer talking about whether or not we're going to slide into depression. We're arguing and talking about the shape of the recovery. And that's a gigantic change in 8 months.
The administration stands by its earlier forecast that the stimulus will save or create some 3.5 million jobs by the end of next year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is lifting the rule that has barred people who are HIV positive from entering the U.S. for the past 2 decades. The U.S. is one of only about a dozen countries that limits entry based on a person's HIV status.
If we want to be the global leader in combating HIV/AIDS, we need to act like it. And that's why on Monday, my administration will publish a final rule that eliminates the travel ban, effective just after the new year.
Mr. Obama speaking at the White House signing ceremony for a law extending the Ryan White HIV/AIDS program, which provides medical care and support services to hundreds of thousands of mainly low-income Americans who are living with HIV. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has imposed a record $87 million fine on oil giant BP for not fixing safety hazards at a refinery following an explosion that killed 15 workers. Ed Mayberry of Houston Public Radio has more.
BP was issued 271 notifications for failing to make corrections over the 4-year period since the explosion. OSHA also says the company committed hundreds of new violations by failing to follow industry controls on pressure relief safety systems and other precautions. A BP spokesperson says the company believed it was in full compliance with the settlement agreement and will work with government officials to resolve the issue. For NPR News, I'm Ed Mayberry in Houston.
Just before the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials were down 254 points. This is NPR News from Washington. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 19 more children in the U.S. have died of H1N1 flu over the past week. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the administration is pushing to speed up delivery of swine flu vaccine.
We're working with state and local authorities to ensure that all that can be done is being done.
The World Health Organization says the new H1N1 vaccine is being given to millions of people around the world, and it's safe, and the children under 10 years of age do not need 2 doses, as many countries are recommending. NPR's Richard Knox has the story.
U.S. experts say that children under 10 years old need 2 doses of vaccine at least 3 weeks apart to be protected against flu, both regular seasonal flu or the new H1N1 strain. But the WHO's panel of experts now says that's not necessary. They say only 1 vaccine dose is good enough for all children over 6 months old. Dr. Marie Paulkini of the WHO says that's true for all vaccines, whether they contain an immune booster or not.
So for all these vaccines, 1 dose for all population.
Keeney says the most important priority is to get as many children vaccinated against flu as possible. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's reviewing WHO's recommendation. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Rescue teams are searching the Pacific off the Southern California coast for 9 crew members missing after the mid-air collision of a Marine helicopter and a Coast Guard transport plane last night. The search is focusing on a debris field on the ocean surface, but so far, no sign of any survivors. Checking Wall Street, the Dow closing down 249 points today, the Nasdaq lost 49, the S&P 500 was down 29. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.